Okay, it's 6:10. It's our favourite time of the week. Seems to happen now, thanks to the one who doesn't speak. He's decided to do it on a regular basis, every Tuesday at 6:10.
Why?
It's the honesty game, I don't know, on Radio 1, where you can ask us any question you want. We have to answer it honestly. Just so you can, well, and we can, as a team, find out more about each other as members of the team, and also from listener, you know, to us.
It's a bit personal, though, isn't it?
Yes.
That's all I find with it.
Yeah.
Right, we're allowed one pass each. No Colin today. He was brilliant last week, though. He came out with some right classics. So today, it's me, Chappers, and Laura. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Katie.
Katie, what's your question?
My question is for you, and what was the worst Christmas present you got last year?
Last year?
Yes.
Right, it was from my mum's now ex-husband. My mum, when I opened this present, had the look on her face of, wasn't my idea. Yeah. It was Dale Winton's autobiography.
Right.
And when I asked why he bought me this, he was like, because you two have got a lot in common.
Because you're both orange.
I was quite, quite upset. So that's my one, yours?
Mine? A tin of biscuits. Which I got from my gran.
Me?
Yeah.
I got a dressing gown. All of my other brothers and sisters got a big box with a DVD player in it. I got a dressing gown.
Oh no, they didn't open theirs first as well, did they?
I thought I had the same.
Yeah, yeah, because everyone else got the same and then you got a dressing gown.
Yeah.
Right, who was that from?
Father Christmas.
Right, yeah. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Ben Harris.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What's your question?
What's the most embarrassing thing your parents have ever done?
Are your parents embarrassing?
Some of them.
What have they done?
They were dancing at a friend's party and it was really rubbish, though, and they were all pointing at him.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, very.
Right, actually, one of my parents is about to do the most embarrassing thing ever this weekend.
What?
Right, I can say this, I think. My mum has got a new love interest.
Right.
Who is...
Hello.
Who is a fan of... Gross. Gross.
We'll have to ask Sonny and Cher. It's not, obviously.
Right.
Go on, sorry.
Now, he's a status quo fan.
Right.
Right. And because she obviously likes him, she has acquired a status quo t-shirt and has actually gone out and bought a denim jacket and is going to the Quo concert with her new man this weekend. Oh, cool. Seriously, me and her had words on the phone about this last night.
Has she tried them on for you?
Sorry?
Has she shown you the outfit?
I haven't seen her. She lives in Southampton, doesn't she? But
I bet she'll look a bit like Les Battersby.
What are you saying?
Well, because he wears a denim jacket with a Quo t-shirt, that's all.
My mum does not look like Les in a denim jacket.
Sorry.
Laura, God, you've got a whole list to choose from. You're your dad, haven't you?
That's what I was going to say. Where do you want me to start?
There must be one standout moment.
Ooh, I think just his nightie in general and the top hat combo, really.
There must be something worse than that. No.
I can't think.
But that's because that's not embarrassing. Well, it's embarrassing to you, but like there was no one else really there.
Right.
So it needs to be something like where they've really messed up. Well, other people have been there.
Yeah, you forget that we do a national radio show and everything that you say, and One Night with Laura and him being on the panel.
Yeah, fair enough. Chopper.
When I was 12 and playing football, my mum came to watch me wearing one of those padded coats that were around at the time and had a cagoule over the top of it and wore moon boots and cheered me on in a very mum kind of way.
Okay.
And I banned her from ever watching me play football again. Plus, I couldn't swear at the ref that game because she was watching.
Right. I think my mum wins with the Quo combo.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And that hasn't even happened yet, do you know what I mean? That's still to come. Hello, Radio 1.
It's Jo.
Hi, Jo, where are you?
Hi, near Skipton.
Okay, what's your question?
What's the meanest way you've ever dumped somebody?
Who's this question to? All of us?
Everybody, yeah.
Right. Remember, you can always pass, but I don't want to pass on this one.
I'm going to pass on this one.
Why? Oh, go on, just say. Go on.
No.
Please.
No.
Pass.
Oh.
I don't like questions that involve, like, girls and love and sex and stuff. I don't like answering them.
Please, it's gone. Because it must be a great answer if you're passing.
I'm passing, that's all I'm saying.
I pass, I want to hear yours.
Shall I pass as well?
No! Well, we can't all three pass on the same question.
Yeah, we can.
It's a new rule I've just brought in, so you have to answer this one.
Right, I'll only answer mine if you answer yours. All of us.
You can't do that.
I can. People want to know. You can't tease them with that one.
All right, all right. I've never dumped anybody. I've always been dumped.
Oh, whatever. Right, you? Just tell them. Right. My worst one was probably when my boy... no, I'm not going to say that. No. I can't say that. No, I'm not going to do it.
What?
No, I'm not saying it. Oh, it's just that they walked in and found me with somebody else. That's quite a bad way of dumping somebody, really.
So what, did they yes. walked in, you just yes. dumped them and then
yeah,
carried on?
They still had keys.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't great.
They got the message then.
yeah, they knew it was off after that.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
The honesty game continues. Come on, Laura, they all wanted to do it. Look at all the texts.
I'm sorry. Look, I've used my pass.
Right.
And those are the rules.
Worst way you've dumped somebody. Well, you could do it now.
What do you mean?
Anything you want, you know, if you want to just get rid of your boyfriend now, you could do it live on air. Like Matt Damon did with Minnie Driver. Do you remember that?
On
TV, on Oprah, yeah. Mm. Didn't Eddie Murphy do that with Mel B as well?
Did he?
No, I think so. He did it on TV. That was the first thing she knew.
Do it now.
Do it now, go on.
That'll be the worst way you've ever dumped somebody, then.
You'll be in the papers and everything.
On.
Go on.
You were saying just before how you were having doubts.
Hello.
Ow, don't hit me.
Oh, I love this game. Hello, Radio 1.
It's Natalie.
Where are you, Natalie?
I'm in Leicester.
Welcome to the Honesty Game. What would you like to ask?
I would like to ask whether people have ever recycled Christmas presents and passed them on to somebody else.
What, you mean wrap them up again and give them to someone else?
That kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, all the time. In fact, if I might as well say it now, there was a bottle of champagne that you got me one year that I wrapped up and gave to my auntie.
All right. Well, the year before, I'd been given that by the one that doesn't speak, so...
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
Right.
All the champagne that I give out has always been given to me before. I do the same in red wine, because I'm not a big fan of red wine. So if I ever get given red wine or champagne, I just pass it on to people.
Yeah, I do. Do you re-wrap it, though?
Well, I don't even take it out the original wrapping. It's in there. Just trying to change the greet, take the greeting thing off and put a different greeting on.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
You're getting champagne for Christmas, by the way.
Right, brilliant. In fact, my auntie, if she's listening, sent me a lovely case of wine today for Christmas.
Right.
I might pass that on.